The Department of Natural and Cultural Resources State Library of North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped presents Tar Heel Talk, Fall Winter 2016, Issue Number 150. Confessions of a Guide Dog, The Blonde Leading the Blind, by Karen Broderick, Patron. Mark Carlson, owner of Guide Dog Musket, has written a very good memoir about his blindness and about working with Musket. He describes what a guide dog does, how they lead a blind owner, and even how they understand traffic lights. Guide dogs are smart, loyal, and well-trained, but each dog has its own personality. Musket is proof of this. In this book, Musket also has his say. Mark is a blind writer, historian, and docent at the San Diego Air and Space Museum. He and his father and brother are all blind due to Usher's syndrome, a hereditary eye disease. The writing style is straightforward and matter-of-fact, making it an easy book to follow. My only confession would be that I thought the book would be more from the dog's point of view. However, Musket does have his say and makes smart remarks throughout the book, especially if it had anything to do with food. The book opens before Mr. Carlson receives his guide dog, with some discussion of what it means to be blind. The author is able to see shapes and movements, but not much more. He doesn't really care what label is applied to him. Blindness is just a part of who he is. To Mark, the most important sense is a sense of humor. The book touches upon many issues related to blindness and disability, aside from the narrative regarding the dog. Some of these include travel, advocacy, assistive technology, the need for respect instead of pity, and general attitudes toward people with disabilities. Some specific issues related to guide dogs included travel, traffic, treats, which must get sought all the time, guide dog etiquette, and issues surrounding the inevitable time when the dog would be too old to work. There were ample examples regarding the issue that service animals are allowed anywhere. Throughout the book, the author uses humor and comments from Musket to make the book more readable and enjoyable. It was readily apparent that Musket opened the world up for the author, as he was able to do things that he would otherwise not have been able to do. All in all, I would recommend this book as a good read, especially for those who have had no contact with service animals or for those who might be considering one. Friends Corner. Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. President's Letter, by Eddie Weaver. Hello, friends. I would like to first welcome the new board members who joined us as of July. Donnie Best, George Chester, Susan King, and Jill McMillan. We are very excited to have these folks join us and look forward to working with them in providing excellent services to the blindness community. All of these new members have worked in the blindness field in various capacities over the years. Below you will find a complete listing of all of the board members. As I mentioned in the last newsletter, we were in the process of updating the Friends website. This work has now been completed, and I hope you will take a look at the changes. This website is packed full of information about the Friends organization. For example, you can learn about our history, outreach activities, how to renew your membership, and how to donate to support the library and its services. Check it out at www.friendsnclbph.org. Are you aware that the first Sunday in August is recognized as Friendship Day? This day of recognition was proclaimed by Congress in 1935 to honor the beautiful relationships we have with others. Other countries recognize the value of friends and have proclaimed this day as Friendship Day as well. I read not long ago in an article about friendship that Dr. Oz identifies our friends as vitamin F. In the same article, I learned that people who have strong vitamin F have less risk of depression and terminal strokes. Also, having strong friendships can make you feel up to 30 years younger than your real age. So, we should value all of our friends and keep in touch with them. I hope you will stay in touch with us, and I am blessed to have all of you as part of my vitamin F. Remember that the Friends of the Library operates on memberships and generous donations from our friends. If you have questions about donating to the Friends, please let me know. You will be receiving renewal notices soon for membership, and I ask that you return your renewal when you receive it. For those who are not yet members of the Friends, I hope you will complete the attached application or join us online from our website and become part of our Vitamin F. If you need someone to speak to your civic groups about the Friends of the Library, please contact me. We would love the opportunity to speak with your organization. Until next time, take care and thank you for being a part of our Vitamin F. Board of Directors, President Eddie Weaver, Home 919-900-8780, Vice President Kathy Brack, Home 919-847-7268, Cell 919-280-1980, Secretary Debbie Jackson Meadows, Cell 919-219-2677, Work 919-715-8805, Treasurer Mary Flanagan, Home 919-782-8621, Cell 919-602-1334. Past President James Benton, Home 919-833-0007, Work 919-715-0172. Members at Large, Myra DeBruel, Home 919-875-8803, Cell 919-621-9393, Kevin Tillery, Cell 252-883-5088, Home 336-727-3119, George Chester, Home 919-365-4965, Cell 919-240-9960, Miriam Dixon, Home 919-755-1567, Cell 919-602-8715, Sean Liu, Home 336-413-9255, Ed Summers, Donnie Best, Cell 910-340-7210, Sharon Benton, Home 919-833-0007, Jim Papalardo, Work 919-847-6800, Susan King, Work 828-478-2135, Extension 229. Jill McMillan, Home 919-618-9444. Non-voting, Carl R. Keene, Regional Librarian, NCLBPH, Cell 919-368-5447. Friends of the NCLBPH, join today. Go to the join link at www.friendsnclbph.org to pay by credit card or join by mail. Membership levels are as follows: individual, $10, family, $15, organization, professional, $50, $100 club, $100, plus club, $300, life membership, $500 or other. Contributions in excess of these amounts are accepted and appreciated. Make checks payable to FNCLBPH. Mail this form with your check to FNCLBPH, 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27635, or go to www.friendsnclbph.org to pay by credit card. Patrons making music. Recently, we sat down with patrons and volunteers John and Sandy DeLuca and discussed their musical talents. They not only sing, but also play instruments. John has even written a song about blindness. The following is our conversation with the DeLucas. What instruments do you play? John and Sandy. Both of us took several years of piano lessons while we were in school. Regrettably, neither of us have devoted much time to the piano as adults. Sandy, over the years, I have played the auto harp some and have dabbled with the hammer dulcimer. Now my focus is the mandolin. John, I play the guitar. With limited musical talent, I have chosen so far to be mediocre at one instrument rather than at several. How long have you been playing? Sandy, after getting a mandolin as a Christmas gift in 2013, I started taking mandolin lessons in the winter of 2014 at Harry's Guitar Shop in Raleigh. John, I received a guitar for Christmas when I was a child but did nothing with it for years. When I was at the Rehabilitation Center for the Blind in Butner during the summer of 1972, I met a guy named Robert Carter who was a very good guitarist. He showed me some chords and taught me a few songs. Since then, I have had a few lessons and played some sporadically. However, I didn't start playing regularly until after my retirement from state government in late 2010. When did you start playing together? John, we started playing together right after Sandy started taking mandolin lessons. Prior to that time, we collaborated on a few occasions with Sandy doing some singing. When did you start playing for audiences? John, our breakout performance came in July 2014 when we played for the folks at Sandy's birthday party. We had fed the group well, so it was a very tolerant crowd. What is your favorite type of music to play? Sandy, we enjoy playing a wide range of genres, including bluegrass, country, beach, and gospel. To us, what is most important is that we think the song is good, over and above what style or genre it might come from. Beyond that, most songs can be adapted to more than one style. What is your favorite song to play? Sandy, we couldn't limit it to just one. A sampling would include the following: Singing as We Rise, My Girl, The Bramble and the Rose, Wagon Wheel, and Stand By Me. John, how did you come to write When You're a Blind Man? John, I almost never sit down with an intent to write a song. Although it doesn't happen often, on occasion an idea or phrase comes to me and words follow it. With this song, all 9 verses come from our experiences and reflect stereotypes that we and most blind or visually impaired people have experienced. We could have added more verses, but I thought 9 was quite enough to make the point. Sandy, how long have you been singing with choirs, and what are some of the choirs you have sung with? Sandy, I began singing in school choruses and church choirs when I was a child, and I have continued doing that with very few breaks from then until now. For many years, I sang with the White Memorial Presbyterian Church Choir, and I am now singing with the St. Michael's Episcopal Church Choir. When You're a Blind Man, a song by John DeLuca. When you're a blind man, some people think that you can't hear, that they have to speak loud and clear so that maybe you'll understand, though they're really not sure you can, 'cause you're a blind man. But when you're a blind man, other people think you hear quite well and that you have a strong sense of smell. Oh, I wish these things were true, but I hear and smell a lot like you, ordinary blind man. And when you're a blind man, some waiters think that you can't speak. They ask your wife what you want to eat. I wonder how they think she knows. ESP, I suppose. A mystery to a blind man. And when you're a blind man, some clerks think that you can drive. They want your license to identify. Then they ask where you are parked. Now, who is really in the dark? The clerk or the blind man? And when you're a blind man and you're looking for an empty chair, someone will point and say, "It's over there." And you stand there wondering, "Where?" Sometimes it makes you want to swear. Cranky, old blind man. And when you're a blind man, people want to help you cross the street. They grab your arm and nearly sweep you off your feet. And you end up on the wrong side of the road. A good Samaritan won't always ease your load. Poor, lost blind man. And when you're a blind man, folks think you can play anything, that you could make these guitar strings ring, and that you should sing like a real songbird. It's clear they've never heard the singing of this blind man. And when you're a blind man and you go to a bluegrass show, some lady that you don't know will whisper, "Last night you were grand," 'cause she thinks that you're Michael Cleveland, but you're just a blind fan. And when you're a blind man, people will say that you're amazing, 'cause you know that 5 and 5 make 10, and you got your shoes on the right feet. I reckon they're just being sweet, sweet to the blind man, be sweet to the blind man. Meet the staff. Meet Mike Shaw, our newest circulation assistant. He's one of the people responsible for getting your books to you. Mike works on the shipping and receiving of audiobooks, Braille, and large type books. With over 2,000 items mailed and received each day, Mike and the circulation staff stay very busy. Mike is a native of Greensboro, where he worked as a peer-to-peer assistant teacher in an exceptional children's classroom. When he moved to the Raleigh area, Mike came to work for the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. When asked why he works now at the library, Mike says, "The library chose me, and I'm glad it did." Mike enjoys spending time with family and riding motorcycles. He also coaches football in his spare time. Mike enjoys reading historical books, and his favorite book is The Outsiders. This book is a suspense novel about a couple who find their vacation ruined when MI5 uses their villa to spy on a crime boss next door. Officer Winnie Monks has the opportunity to capture the criminal who murdered a young agent on her team. The library carries this book in both Braille and digital formats. If Mike could have only one movie to take to a desert island, he would choose Pulp Fiction. If chosen to sing a song on American Idol, Mike would sing Imagine by John Lennon. Tips for better service. Please be sure to return cartridges in the container that matches the book or magazine. This helps speed up the check-in process and ensures that others can get the right book as quickly as possible. If you receive large print or audio magazines, please return them to the library when you are finished reading them. Other patrons are waiting to read them too. Please remember, if there is a problem with a cartridge or if the cartridge is missing, put a note in the case or a rubber band around the damaged cartridge. Please do not write on the cartridge, case, or any labels on these items. Call the library's toll-free number 1-888-388-2460 if you have a change of address, have questions about digital players, need repair of a digital player, would like to temporarily stop service, need fewer or more books, receive a damaged book, and would like another, have specific titles you would like to receive. Descriptive Video Service. Our Descriptive Video Service, DVS, is made possible by the State Library of North Carolina and the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. DVS movies have a voice describing actions, characteristics, and dress of the actors, as well as details of the scenery or setting. This descriptive voice speaks during the time when there is no dialogue. These videos and movie discs can be enjoyed by everyone, both sighted and visually impaired. Our videos and movie discs play on ordinary VCRs, DVD players, and televisions. The library does not loan or repair video equipment. Currently, we have over 800 videos in our collection, including older and contemporary titles, as well as titles for children. You must be an active library patron to join the DVS Club. There is a one-time membership fee of $20. However, if you lose or damage a movie, you will need to join again by paying another $20. All movies go through the mail-free Matter for the Blind. Individuals may borrow one movie at a time. Institutions may borrow up to three. The loan period is 3 weeks. When we receive your membership form and fee, we will send you a catalog of DVS titles, which you may use to order movies. The library staff doesn't make movie selections for you. It is your responsibility to ensure that the library has a list of requests. You may send your request by mail or phone in up to 12 at a time on our toll-free line at 1-888-388-2460. You may send as many requests as you like, but we can't send the movies in any particular order or guarantee a specific time when they will be sent. Please order your movies by catalog number. As we receive the return movie in the mail, we will send another. Please remember that we only send another movie if you have requests on file and if your requests are available. As new titles are added to the collection, they will be listed in the library's newsletter, Tar Heel Talk. We update the catalog every 2 years. If you have questions about the DVS program, call us at 1-888-388-2460. Descriptive Video Membership. Join today. Call the library at 1-888-388-2460 to inquire about membership. New movie discs are as follows: Everest MD001443, Love the Coopers MD001444, The Peanuts Movie, MD001445, The Revenant, MD001446, Black Mask, MD001447, Point Break, MD001448, The Martian, MD001449, Legend, MD-00-1450. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip, MD-00-1451. Truth, MD-00-1452. Library closing dates. Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, 2016. Thanksgiving, Thursday and Friday, November 24th and 25th, 2016. Christmas, Friday, December 23rd, 2016. Monday and Tuesday, December 26th, 27th, 2016. New Year's Day, Monday, January 2nd, 2017. Come get something noble today. Noble, parentheses, North Carolina, Bard Local, close parentheses, is a service similar to Bard, but for locally produced digital braille and digital talking books and magazines available for download. All digital talking books available from Noble are produced in a format that can only be read on an NLS-approved player. Just like Bard, downloaded audio files are zipped and need to be unzipped onto a flash drive to play. The following locally produced digital books are available for download: Scoundrels, Rogues and Heroes of the Old North State, a collection of stories originally written by lauded North Carolina historian Dr. H.G. Jones for his longstanding In Light of History series, at times informative, at times moving, and on occasion side-splittingly hilarious. The tales in this book span 400 years of North Carolina history. Across the golden age of pirates, the colonial period, and the American Revolution, the Civil War and Reconstruction, Prohibition, and every era in between. These stories of characters from the high seas, the coast, down east, the mountains, the Piedmont, and the Sand Hills cover every part of the Tar Heel State. DBC 06101 by H.G. Jones. Victims, a true story of the Civil War. This is the story of the Madison County Massacre. In 1863, Confederate officials rounded up and shot a number of civilians in this North Carolina mountain county. It is an encounter with man's capacity to commit atrocity, with the power of war to shake a community, with the enduring ability of ordinary people to overcome the battering forces of history. DBX 00998 by Philip Shaw Paladin. Library patrons, please note, this newsletter is available in Braille and on digital cartridge. Call us toll-free at 1-888-388-2460. A total of 11,500 copies of this publication were printed at a cost not exceeding $1,860.61, or approximately 16 cents per copy. Funding for the issue is being provided by the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. End of Tar Heel Talk, Fall, Winter, 2016. Read by Robert E. Blue III in the studios of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, October 2016. Monitored by Patty Curran. Tar Heel Talk is a quarterly publication of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, State Library of North Carolina, Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, State of North Carolina. Governor, Pat McCrory. Secretary, Susan W. Klutz. State Librarian Director Cal Shepherd, Regional Librarian Carl Keene, Editor Gina Powell, Editorial Staff Margaret Evans, 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27635, Voice 919-733-4376, Fax 919-733-6910, TDD 919-733-1462, toll free 1-888-388-2460, email nclbph@ncdcr.gov, World Wide Web homepage http://stateelibrary.ncdcr.gov/lbph/index.html. Internet catalog and ordering site http://webopac.klas.com/nclbph. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited.